During this time, a man from the tribe of Levi married a woman of his own tribe, and she bore him a son. When she saw what a fine baby he was, she hid him for 3 months. But when she couldn't hide him any longer, she took a basket made of reeds and covered it with tar to make it watertight. She put the baby in it and then placed it in the tall grass at the edge of the river.
Whoosh.
The baby's sister stood some distance away to see what would happen to him.
Ooh. Excellent. Great sound effects. I don't know about you, but I felt I was right there by the River Nile for that one. That's wonderful. Well, we're just going to think very quickly about what that story tells us. Did you notice there was a woman? And what did the woman have? What did the woman have? She had a baby, absolutely. And normally you go around and you show your baby to all your friends and family and they go, oh, what a lovely baby. But what did she do in the story? What did the woman, what did the baby's mum have to do? Yeah, she had to hide the baby because Pharaoh wanted to get rid of all the Jewish babies. He was worrying that there were too many of them. He wanted to get rid of them, so she hid them. Now, anyone else, James, hang on, because I want to let someone else have a go. What did the mummy do with the baby then? What did she do? Yeah, say that nice and loud. She put him in a basket. Now, that is a bit of a strange thing to do with a baby, isn't it? We've got some baskets down here, and you wouldn't want to put a baby in that, but it's because she had nowhere else to put this baby. The soldiers were going to come and take her baby away. So she said, all that I've got to, the only thing I can do now is put this baby in this basket and put it out in the river, and hopefully he might float along to somewhere better. Would you know, God was in control of that. And the good news was that God brought that baby safely to Pharaoh's daughter, who looked after the baby and raised him as one of her own. And then he became a powerful leader that God used to bring all of those people who were slaves in Egypt into the promised land. God used that baby, even though that looked really, really hard. And God can use us too. God can use any of us, whether we're young or old, whether we're big or small. God can use us. But God also helps us when we've got hard decisions to make. That must have been really hard for Moses' mum to make that decision. She must have found that very difficult. But God helps us when we've got hard decisions to make, whether that's at school, at home, at work. God promises to help us, just like he did in that story. And that means the best thing that we can do, whether we're a child or whether we're a grown-up, is to trust God, because he sees us, he knows us, he loves us, and he cares for us. So we just need to trust him and to pray. Great listening. Why don't you take your kneelers back to the seat now, and we're going to move on to the next part. So we're going to think in our next bit of the service now about our psalm. There are 150 psalms in the Bible, and they're like songs. And the psalms speak into all sorts of different situations in our life. Today's psalm, as we celebrate Mothering Sunday, is Psalm 131. And it's all about trusting God and finding peace. And just like a child feels when they feel safe and secure in their mother's arms. So what we're going to do is we're just going to slow things down for a few minutes. And we're just going to let these words speak to us and reflect on this together. So what I want you to do is just make yourself nice and comfortable. And when you're ready, take a nice deep breath in. And then exhale nice and slowly. Excellent. Let's do that again. It's a nice deep breath in. And exhale nice and slowly. And I'm going to read this psalm with a reflection between each verse. It begins with these words. Lord, I have given up my pride and turned away from my arrogance. So let's just think. We might find it helpful to close our eyes. Let's think about letting go of anything that feels too big or too heavy for us to carry. Maybe something we're worried about. And just imagine giving that to God, placing that in Jesus' hands. Let's just imagine that for a moment. I am not concerned with great matters or with subjects too difficult for me. Sometimes we don't need to figure everything out. We can trust God that God is in control. What things in our life feel difficult at the moment? What do we find hard to do? Instead, I am content and at peace. Imagine just for a moment how it would feel to stop worrying about these things and just to rest. As a child lies quietly in its mother's arms, so my heart is quiet within me. Picture yourself now feeling completely safe. Maybe if your mum is with you today, she might even put her arm around you to remind you of this truth. You feel safe, cared for, and at peace. We're now imagine God's love wrapping around you like that, giving you a deep sense of being loved. So children, what does it feel like to let go of worries? Remember that God takes care of us, even when we don't understand everything. And for grown-ups, what are the great matters or difficult things in your life right now? Maybe spend this week imagining placing them in God's hands and telling him how you're feeling about them and asking for him to quiet your heart. We will remember this, that we are safe in God's love because of Jesus, and our hearts can be at peace. Let me lead us in a short prayer. Thank you, Lord, for your love that holds us and gives us peace. Thank you for the people who care for us and remind us of your kindness. Help us to trust you and rest in your peace. Amen. You see, we don't always need to understand everything or know what to do or have all the answers. Like that psalm says, we can be content. We can be at peace when we trust God's love. So let's carry that peace with us throughout this Mothering Sunday. We're going to have our next reading now from the New Testament.
Our second reading is from the second book of Timothy. I give thanks to God, whom I serve with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did. I thank him as I remember you always in my prayers, night and day. I remember your tears, and I want to see you very much, so that I may be filled with joy. I remember the sincere faith you have, the kind of faith that your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice also had. I'm sure that you have it also. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Well, that letter was written a long time ago by a man called Paul, who was in prison following Jesus, and he sent it to his friend Timothy, who also had a job telling people about Jesus. And that verse shows us on this Mothering Sunday how important it is to pass on faith in Jesus to our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. The most important thing that any mother or godmother or grandmother or great-grandmother or auntie or friend can do is to help someone else know God's love for themselves. In fact, the late preacher Charles Stanley said this, came across this quote this week. He said, "There is no one as powerful in this world as a godly grandmother." I thought it was a great quote to remember. That's not what we read about in our news, is it? We read about the people who seem to have all the power or all the money or all the fame. But no, in God's eyes, there's no one as powerful in this world as a godly grandmother. And that's kind of what Paul was saying about Timothy, about his mother Eunice and his grandmother Lois. They had passed down their faith to Timothy, and God was now using him. So what can mothers and grandmothers and godmothers and aunties and friends do? Well, pray for younger people to grow in faith, for them to have an encounter with God, for them to begin to understand that God exists and he loves them and he's there for them. But also as they grow up, pray for them to grow into the kind of people that God wants them to be, for putting other needs before their own, to fixing their eyes on him, for forgiving others when it's hard, for living the kind of life that God wants us to, for using them and their newfound faith perhaps to spread his message of love around the world. So what do children need to do, and older children like us, as we look up to generations above us? Well, look up to them as role models. Gareth Southgate gave a talk recently, and in that he was saying how important it is for us to have good role models. And that's absolutely right. But I want to go even further. It's important that we have godly role models, not just people who have done really well, but people who have shown resilience when life has got hard, when maybe they faced loss or difficulties. We should be looking to them as well as examples, people who kept on running the race of faith. Maybe let's just spend a moment before we go to our gospel reading, just thinking of any names that you're thankful for. That might be your own mother, a grandmother, it might be an auntie, a godmother, someone who has been like a mother to you in your life. Let's just spend a moment just quietly thinking of anyone, maybe even picturing them in our head, and just thanking God for their influence in our lives. Lord God, we thank you for all these people who have been mothers to us. Amen. Well, we're now going to have our gospel reading, and I'd like to invite you to stand as we hear that. The Lord be with you. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Standing close to Jesus' cross were his mother, his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Jesus saw his mother and the disciple he loved standing there. So he said to his mother, "He is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "She is your mother." From that time, the disciple took her to live in his home. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please do take a seat. Well, we're going to be thinking about that in just a couple of weeks' time when we get to Good Friday and thinking about what it was like for Jesus and the disciples when he went to the cross. But what does that mean for us this Mothering Sunday? Well, the most important thing that we can go away with, if you go away with nothing else from church today, is to remember that Jesus loves us. But that love isn't just, you know, the kind of love where you might draw a red heart or give to your Valentine. This is love shown by him giving himself up for us completely, by him dying for us, by him fixing the gap between us and God by the cross, fixing it so that we can know God as our Father forever. That's how Jesus shows his care and his love. And that's something that we should remember and celebrate every day, that Jesus loves us. He cares. But he also provides for us. Do you see that? Even as Jesus was minutes away from dying, do you see what he's doing? He's providing for his mum. He's saying to John, one of the only other male disciples that we know who was there at the cross, all the others had disappeared, he was saying, "Look after my mum." But something else is happening there as well. Because not only is Jesus providing for his mum, he's also saying something new is happening because I'm dying on the cross. A new kind of family is being made, not just one made up of biological parents and children, but one made through me. That through Jesus, not only can we know God as our Father, but we get to know one another as brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, daughters, sons, a new family that stretches around the world and stretches back and forward in time, made possible by Jesus. Not only does Christ fix our relationship with God, broken by sin, but he brings us into a new kind of relationship with each other. We're brothers and sisters, mothers, daughters, fathers, sons. And again, that just gets us to think about who are we looking to be our mums in the faith? People who we can look up to, who can help us. And mums, who are your daughters and your sons in the faith? Who are you helping to nurture or to encourage in some way? Can there be one person that you can think of this year who you can help to know God's love for themselves? This isn't easy. We can't do it on our own, which is why we need to pray. So let me lead us in a short prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you that through the cross, you healed our relationship with God. Please help us to trust you. And we thank you that you have given us a new family, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, daughters, and sons. Please help us to take that responsibility seriously and to think about who can be role models to us and how we can be role models to others. We recognize that none of us are perfect, but you can use imperfect people to do amazing things. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.